like one swimmer asking another, "Why are you wet?" But Jesus doesn't smile. He's dead earnest. So are the men to whom he asked the question. A storm has turned their Galilean dinner cruise into a white-knuckled plunge. Here's how one of them remembered the trip. Jesus got into a boat, and his followers went with him. A great storm arose on the lake so that waves covered the boat. These are Matthew's words. He remembered well the pouncing tempest and bouncing boat and was careful in his terminology. Not just any noun would do. He pulled his Greek thesaurus off the shelf and hunted for a descriptor that exploded like the waves across the bow. He bypassed common terms for spring shower, squall, cloudburst, or downpour. They didn't capture what he felt and saw that night. A rumbling earth and quivering shoreline. He recalled more than winds and whitecaps. His fingers followed the column of synonyms down, down until he landed on a word that worked. Ah, there it is. Seismos. A quake. A trembling eruption of sea and sky.